Good morning, church family. So glad you're all here this morning. We get to worship our Lord. Let's all stand together. Let's praise his name.
I believe there is one salvation, one doorway that leads to life, one redemption, one confession. I believe in the name of Jesus Christ. I believe in the crucifixion. By his blood I have been set free. I believe in the resurrection. Hallelujah, his life is destined. All praise to God the Father. All praise to Christ the Son. All praise to the Holy Spirit. Our God has overcome. The King who was and is and evermore will be. In Jesus' mighty name, I believe.
We believe in him. I believe in the hope of heaven. What is to come?
I believe in the hope of heaven. He's preparing a place for me, far beyond what hearts imagine, ears have heard or eyes have seen. I believe that a day is coming. He's returning to claim his bride. Light the altar, keep it burning. See the Lamb who rose a roaring.
I believe in you. Let's sing this. No, I'll never be ashamed. No, I'll never be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. How could I ever walk away from the one who saved my life? No, I'll never be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. How could I ever walk away from the one who saved my life? No, I'll never be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. How could I ever walk away from the one who saved my life? All praise to God the Father. All praise to Christ the Son. All praise to the Holy Spirit. Our God has overcome. The King who was and is and evermore will be. In Jesus' mighty name, I believe. Let's sing that again.
All praise to God the Father.
Good morning, First Baptist Church. We are so honored that you are here with us this morning. We ask that if you are a first-time guest or if you are one of our members that needs a prayer request or any information that you would like church staff to know, we ask that you would take a moment to fill out our connection card located in your worship guide. If you're joining us online, you can do that at fbcpineville.net/connect. Church family, we have a lot of events coming up here for our church, so we hope that you would be in prayer about that, and we pray that you would attend and be a part. This morning, we would like to focus our prayer time on the Sinlaw Baptist Association. We had we voted on Thursday night for a new association mission strategist. I know Pastor Stewart has talked about that from the pulpit the last few Sundays, but our association is proud to announce that Kenny Robertson has been called. And so we want to take this time now to pray for Kenny and his wife Michelle as they are going to be relocating to our area. And we want to pray for them that the Lord would strengthen them and unify them with our area churches in reaching the lost. So if you are able to join me in prayer this morning on the ground level, we ask that you would do so, or whatever posture it is you need to make your lap an altar so that we may go before the Lord this morning. Pray with me, church family. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you that we live in an area where there are so many that are on fire for the Lord. So many churches, but yet we still have so many lost people. Heavenly Father, right now we want to lift up Kenny and Michelle Robertson to you. We want to pray specifically that Kenny would bring that new, fresh approach to our association. We pray that we would be the light. We pray that he and Michelle would be strengthened as they move to Sinlaw. We pray for no difficulties in the moving process. We pray that you would select the right home for them, that you would give them traveling grace, that everything would fall into place for them so that they can hit the ground running and start doing your work. Heavenly Father, we want to pray for unity amongst all of the members of the association. We know that if it is for you, Lord, that we are not an island, it takes all of us working together with the same motives to glorify you and to bring honor and praise to your name. Heavenly Father, we pray that as First Baptist Church Pineville, we would support our Sinlaw Baptist Association, that we would support Kenny and Michelle through prayer, that we would support in whatever means it is, Lord, that we would be a part of this. We have to not ask who and when, but it's right now and it starts with us. Heavenly Father, again, thank you that we have this opportunity to come together and to worship you freely. We pray that we would not take that for granted. Heavenly Father, we pray that you would place people in our path, place lost individuals in front of us so that we may minister and share the gospel. We have so much work to do, Lord, and I pray that we would rally together to reach those lost here in our community. Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending Kenny Robertson. We thank you for selecting the right person to take on this mission strategist position. And we pray that his fire for you would not dwindle. We pray that his desire to seek and his desire to bring those to you would not go away. And we pray that we would support him while he does your work. Heavenly Father, be with us as we worship you. Be with us as we come before your throne. We lay all distractions aside. We pray that you and only you would be glorified. We thank you. We love you. It is in your precious name that we pray. Amen.
Let's all stand. Let's sing this hymn together.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessing.
come to a time in the worship service where we're going to read scripture together as a church family. So on the screens are some scripture. Let's read this together. This is taken from the sermon this morning. So let's see. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, starting with verse 7. It says, "Now we have this treasure in clay jars, so that this extraordinary power may be from God and not from us. We are pressured in every way, but not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We are persecuted, but not abandoned. We are struck down, but not destroyed. Knowing that the one who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and present us with you. For all this is because of you, so that grace extended through more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to God's glory." Amen. Amen. This verse reminded me of an old to me song that's from camp when I was in high school or college. And I just want, let's sing this one time through. Y'all might recognize it. It's "I'm Trading My Sorrows." Let's sing through that once. Sing this.
I'm trading my sorrows. I'm trading my shame. I'm laying them down for the joy of the but not crushed, persecuted, not abandoned, struck down but not destroyed. I am blessed beyond the curse, for his promise will endure, that his joy's gonna be my strength. Though the sorrow may last for the night, his joy lasts through the morning.
Do that because he is a holy God. He is just. He is righteous. Let's continue singing his praise together.
A thousand generations falling down in worship to sing the song of ages to the Lamb. And all who've gone before us, all who will believe, will sing the song of ages to the Lamb. Your name is the highest, your name is the greatest, your name stands above them all thrones and dominions. Above them all,
Good morning, church family. You will always be holy. What a song. Thank y'all. Let's go in prayer. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for our church family, God, that you have given us. We thank you for our pastor and a staff, God, that as I watch or lifted their hands, God, praising you, what leadership we have here in this church, God. I thank you for their families and exponentially, God, our church. And that's account in us as we come together, God, to praise you and lift you up this morning because you are holy, God. We just, as we come to this portion of the service, God, we want to remember how holy you are and how gracious you are, God, to bless us the way you have, not just in numbers or monetarily, but just in the souls that save, God, here in this church. And we thank you for each one of them. We thank you for the added membership from last week, God, that you did. And God, we give you all praise and glory this morning. Lord, as we come to this portion, we'd ask that, Lord, you would bless us, bless the service, bless what's given, God, and let it be given back to you, Lord, so that we could, with open hearts, God, that we give like you give to us, and know that we cannot give you, God. That's a fact. So we thank you, God. And we'd ask that you bless this offering and be with us and use it as you see fit. In Jesus' holy and precious name, we do pray. Amen.
Sing this together.
In the darkness we were waiting, without hope and without light, till from heaven you came running. There was mercy in your eyes to fulfill the law and prophets. To a virgin came the word, from a throne of endless glory to a cradle in the dirt.
Sing praise the Father.
Praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Spirit, three in one. God of glory, majesty, praise forever to the King of kings. To reveal the kingdom coming, and to reconcile the lost, to redeem the whole creation. You did not despise the cross, for even in your suffering you saw to the other side. Knowing this was our salvation, Jesus for our Savior died.
Let's all stand, let's sing this chorus together.
Awake my soul and eternity.
Awake my soul.
Awake my soul and see.
Isn't it a blessing to be able to worship the Lord?
Amen.
And it is a blessing also to be able to go to Him in prayer. And that's why we're planning the prayer conference in just a few weeks, March 7th and 8th, here at this campus with Dr. Tom Eliff. I haven't had the privilege of meeting Tom in person, but I've had several phone call conversations with him, and I've listened to a lot of podcasts that he's been on, and I have just been blessed by who He is. You're going to be blessed. We're all going to be blessed to get to be with Him in person and spend some time. He's the real deal. 80 years old, still active in ministry. He's a teaching pastor now at a church he used to pastor back in the 80s and 90s. He does their Wednesday night study. And he is just passionate for the Lord. One of the kindest men that you'll meet, and someone who is truly focused on prayer. And he recorded a little greeting for us. And so I want you to see him in this video.
Hi folks, this is Tom Eliff. My wife, Diana, and I are eagerly looking forward to being with you there, along with your pastor, Brother Stewart, and the entire church family there in Pineville. You know, those are going to be great hours as we study together how to pray effectively. In other words, the kind of prayer that really sees things happen as God hears and begins to touch the hearts of other people. We're going to be thinking together about the key elements of effective praying. We're going to be talking especially about how to pray for other people. What more wonderful assignment could we have than intercessory prayer? So my prayer is that you'll be there Friday, Saturday, and then again on Sunday morning as we worship together for this conference on effective praying. God bless you. I look forward to seeing you there and meeting you personally.
Amen. I hope you'll make plans to join with us. You can register for that, fbcpineville.net/prayer-conference. There's a little more information about that there, and you can register online to check that out. In 1994, there was a guy named Jeff who started an online bookstore in his garage. And over the next 10 years, Jeff's company extended its offerings well beyond books. And today, we think we can't live without Amazon. In fact, that picture was taken on our front porch this week. No, not really. That's just at Christmas when it looks like that. How many of you received an Amazon shipment this week at your house? Yeah, see? We cannot live without it. We've become familiar with the Amazon box, that Amazon logo with the check that goes, or the arrow that goes from A to Z, because they offer everything from A to Z, and it forms a smiley face because they want to bring customer satisfaction. And when you see an Amazon box on your porch, you do smile, and sometimes you get a little excited because you forgot what you ordered. And so you're kind of giddy, and then you find out it's just diapers or something. But you can't wait to see what's inside the box. And usually the boxes arrive in pretty good shape. But sometimes they've kind of been through it in the shipping process, a difficult journey. They arrive rather beaten up, but the box is always still smiling, right? Today we're going to see that Christians are like an Amazon box. It's not about the box, it's about what's inside, and no matter what, we can keep on smiling. So if you haven't already, I invite you to turn your copy of God's Word to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 7 to 18, as we're continuing our study through the letter of 2 Corinthians. This series we're calling SWOT, S-W-O-T, In business, sometimes people will do a SWOT analysis. They will look at the strengths, the weaknesses, the opportunities, and the threats in their business. And as I was studying 2 Corinthians, I felt like this letter is something of a SWOT analysis provided by Paul to the church in Corinth. Some of the people in the Corinthian church found Paul to be unimpressive. But they also didn't understand how this man who claimed to be an apostle could have such a difficult life and go through so many trials. I mean, if Paul walked so close to God, then shouldn't his whole life be sunshine and daisies all the time? Yet, the Corinthians knew Paul suffered shipwrecks. They knew he faced persecution, imprisonments. The Corinthians themselves faced nothing like that, and they lived in a region of the Roman Empire where they faced neither Jewish resistance to Christians, nor were they forced to worship the emperor or Caesar as God. They lived a relatively easy life of faith. In fact, if anything, the church in Corinth was on too good a terms with its environment. The church had plenty of internal problems that we learn about in 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians, but they had very few external challenges. And so it was easy for them to look down their noses at the battered and beleaguered and bruised Apostle Paul. One of the weaknesses in that SWOT analysis of the Corinthian church was the way they viewed the Christian life. They focused on external appearances and experiences. And so they would look down on those who had struggles, like Paul, but they would elevate and celebrate those who had expressive and flamboyantly exhibited their spiritual gifts. And that's who they ran after. They focused on what people looked like on the outside instead of who they were on the inside. In this passage, Paul offers a corrective to the Corinthian church. He's going to show the Corinthians that there's nothing special about any Christian, no matter what is going on the outside. What's special for a Christian is what is on the inside. For a true Christian, it's not about them, it's about Jesus. And so in this passage, I see several things that Paul is reminding us about Jesus. First, he shows us that Jesus is our power. Look at verse 7. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show